Experiences are what people love the most about travel. Viator is a website and app where you can book travel experiences like hiking Mount Kilimanjaro in Tanzania or enjoying the views while cruising on a catamaran in the Caribbean. They offer everything from simple tours to extreme adventures. With over 300,000 bookable experiences in 190 countries, there's something for everyone. Plus, Viator's travel experiences have millions of real traveler reviews, so you have the information you need to book the best activities for your trip. When you book a travel experience with Viator, there's always flexibility and support with free cancellation, payment options, and 24/7 service. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10. That's VIATOR10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. One app, over 300,000 travel experiences you'll remember. Do more with Viator.
At the UPS Store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
Your local, the everything you need to be unstoppable store. The UPS Store. Be unstoppable. The UPS Store locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours may vary. See center for details.
At it, homegrown radio, Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head.
West
Coast. Got Mr. LA up in the house, man. RJ is back, the homegrown homie, man.
You already know.
I love seeing you elevate each time. Every time we had these conversations, man, it's just on
another
to the next.
Another million in the bank.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you upgraded the saying at this point, man, on God.
Yeah.
On God. So I feel like on God is like an extension or even an upgraded version of On My Mama. It's like you kind of stamping that. How you feeling, man? So tell us about the album, when it's coming out, and, you know, why you chose it to name it that, and you just kind of started off with that, bro.
I named it On God because, you know what I'm saying, I've been had that name in my head, like, for a minute, like, but, you know, that's just what we be saying, you know what I'm saying? I feel like, you know what I'm saying, we say that a lot, it's global now.
Yeah.
At least countrywide, you feel me? But, you know what I'm saying, and, like, everybody be saying that shit, so... I was just like, you know what I mean? I'm going to take it there. And then it also means something. It's not just nothing like, oh, it's not only a phrase.
Right.
You feel me? It's more so like a testament. You feel me? And I feel like it being my first album, fans want to know, you know how we've been talking about this. Like,
exactly.
Getting in detail and fans want to know who you is and what's going on and stuff like that. And that's why, you know what I'm saying, I named it On God. It's like my testament. And that's why the first single, which was Apartment, that's why we dropped that first as the first single, because it's a story. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
It's a story to everything. Like, it gets you more depth on my upbringing. You know what I mean? And, like, I like that record. Speaking of Apartment, but I like that shit because, you know, people across the world can have lived in apartments. You know
it resonates.
It resonates like a mug. So, you know what I'm saying? That's why we chose that one to really drop it, because it's telling a story. I was about 3 years old when I met Luda, and I Chris, Luke Kane, come and kick it with a troop. And I'm barring it, too,
right,
though.
Yeah.
Like, you feel me? So, I think that was tight.
I think through the process of me being around, you putting together this album, you made it really, really obvious, like, you wanted to tell your story.
Yeah, facts.
Because you felt like, like you say, you ain't never got a chance to tell your story. People only got pieces of you. You know, RJ turned up. RJ was in the streets. RJ was hustling. You know, doing this, doing that. Why do you think on this album specifically it's important for you to tell your story as opposed to, like, your other projects that was mixtapes or whatever?
That's the first album.
Debut album.
You know, I always wanted to put more into my debut album. Facts. You know, I always wanted to put that shit and make sure that shit was, like, official. Like, I save shit for that, like, energy and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? I just knew my first album was going to be special.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I just had to, you know what I mean?
Does it feel that way? Does it feel like the debut album? Because, I mean, I'm assuming, and I know from the past projects, you put into it as a regular album. It doesn't, doesn't feel like a mixtape. You know what I'm saying?
Off top, like, all my projects was like, you know, it'd be original music.
Right.
And, you know, the Mr. LA project, it was pushed like an album.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? It was the album push,
yeah.
But it wasn't a, like a, an album.
Got you.
You feel me? They be like, what's the difference between an album and just a project? Shit, I don't know. That's weird. Right. I just know that wasn't an album.
Right.
You feel me? This is my debut album. So, you feel me? I always kind of knew this shit was going to be, like, special. You know what I'm saying? So, but as far as, like, this project, I want to say, like, I can't really say I took a year to make it because I done made, like, 5 albums within that year.
Yeah. Hella songs.
Yeah.
Hell no. Hell yeah. Came to the studio and picked shit out. Like, what? Where this one at?
Right. Yeah. Where's it going?
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
So it's like, I done made, like, you feel me? So, but I feel like being off the scene helped me see the game more. You know what I mean?
I remember me having a conversation with Lambs about you dropping this project and why it was so important to get it out right now, right?
Yeah.
And from your perspective, it was more or less like what we didn't understand being around for the process is you haven't dropped a project in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a long time, like, especially for you. But what I'm saying from my perspective, it never seemed like
didn't
that
feel
long.
Like that.
No. At all. Yeah. It didn't feel like 2 years at all.
Yeah. Because you gotta think though, the music I make is classic music.
Right.
I make timeless music. I thrive on that, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like making timeless music. So, you feel me? You still listening to old I be catching you on the gram, like, right. Be banging old shit.
Like, it's the new
saying?
Shit, right, right,
like, it's
right,
the new
right.
shit. So you feel me? And, like, and he'll tag me, like, bro, this shit hard.
Yeah.
So, it's like, it still gives you that feeling, like, I'm still right here.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm still right there. Still feel like I'm still putting it out. But, you know, I'm just really holding back. But I don't know. It was just really just, you feel me? I feel like. We felt like we had to just come with it on this one. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? We felt like we had to come with it on this one because, like you said, I've been gone for a minute as far as, like, on the scene and, you know what I'm saying, the rap scene and all that. But then, you know what it was, too? Dropping, like, certain songs, like the Stop It record.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Stuff like that. That was booming. So it kind of make it seem like I still been out. But
yeah.
I'm really just, you know what I'm saying, sprinkling the game.
You working with Joe, I remember talking to Joe Moses, and he was telling me, he's like, bro, me and RJ, shout out to Joe, he was like, yo, this is what we pushing. This Stop It record is going up in the streets. This is something that, like, we working together.
Yeah.
How did y'all end up coming together? Because I know y'all got hella records anyway, yeah. But how did y'all end up coming together and working on some shit?
We was just, you know, it's the homie, so we was just like, we need to do something. We need to get it done, and we did it. And then it was just like, all right, for sure, what we gonna call it? Then it was like, you know what I'm saying? We just was working. I feel like it was at a point in time where, you know what I'm saying, like, probably me and him wasn't even speaking.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Not on no enemy beef and shit, but just, like, wasn't speaking. And by us not speaking, like, the streets would be like, what's up with them? Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, why? What's going on? You feel me? Are they beefing or something? Like, nah, you know what I mean? So it's just like, we was just like, you know what? We gonna put it in their face that, you know what I'm saying? I'm rocking with you, you rocking with me.
No issues.
There ain't no issues, nothing. Mm-hmm. Like, you feel me? Even if it never was, but right. You know how streets would be a cook up something that ain't even there.
Absolutely.
Like, well, nobody even thinking about that. You feel me? But we was just like, you know, we so street. You feel me? We just like, you know, we gonna show people, like, when you step out, I step out, I step out. Same thing, like, where we at? You know what I mean? It's like a campaign together type shit. And then we did that, you feel me? And we was just like, you know what? We need to, you know what I'm saying? You know, drop this motherfucker. We dropped the single. We was supposed to drop the album. But, you know, how shit go.
Right.
And then, so we just got, like, an album waiting.
It's in the cut.
In the cut, man. We just got that motherfucker in the cut posted. And it's like, shit, we got hella songs. Joe got hella songs. We both got hella songs. We just worked. When we made that project, nigga, we made that project, like, fast as a moment. Like, we just jumped in there and was doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, like, he was having the baby was on the way, so, and he was tired a lot, so he'd come to, on me, I had the little sofa in the studio. He'll pull up and just go to sleep.
Resting place.
Oh, me. Everything's be waking up, trying to wake him up. It's a wrap. But he'll get up and then he'll do his shit. And then, you feel me? And then I'll probably knock out I'll wake up, do my shit. Like, we, like, lived in that motherfucker type shit.
Is it a distraction when you have different things going on at one time? Like, obviously, you're working on the album or you got this project in the works, and then you and Joe getting there and knock out a whole project. So, for you, do you have to kind of turn off and turn on? Is it just for you just linear making music, just boom, 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 and we'll just figure out where this gets placed later on?
I think so. I think it was just going with the flow. I think if it don't, if it don't work, you know what I'm saying, we ain't gonna go with it. If it do work, we running with it. You know, but initially was the album. Of course you're gonna go with your own shit first. You feel me? And then in the midst, that's what that just popped up. We need to do some shit.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah, I'm already working.
We in here, you might as well,
And Joe had pulled up to do the song. It's a record that's on my album that called LA Shit. He had pulled up and you know what I'm saying, and did the record. And from that song is when we just started, like,
doing records,
going crazy. Cooking. You feel me? And then we just was like, oh damn, we need a hit. That's what that nigga said.
Right.
We need a hit. Like, everybody was saying that we need one of those singles. We need a single. Then we did the record. Mustard played the beat. First Mustard gave us like the D League beats. I mean the G League beats. What, you feel me? He gave us those, and feel me, but not probably not intentionally. He just gave us a pack
just to get you to go.
So, you know me, I'm gassing anything in my way. You feel me? Anything touch my plate?
G League beats, D League beats,
whatever. I'm snacking. You know what I'm saying?
As you should.
But feel me? What's the name that came out? What's the Big Bang?
Okay.
And, you know, Wop, like, nah, man, we need one of these.
We need a
So we go downstairs. Mustard, you know, we tell Mustard cook up the beat. Boom, we take that beat. I think originally I jumped on that shit immediately. Me and he jumped on like did like 8 bars. And I did like 32 bars.
just because. Like,
yeah, like no cap. He like, nah, nigga, we need a single. Yeah. Like, nigga, you trying to rap Olympics and shit. But that's just me though. Right. That's just how I am. Like, I just rap. You feel me? Like, it's in my head. Like, I can cook up anything. I can make. Out of any scenario, I can chef it up. You feel me? I'm a master. You know what I mean? I'm a master at the art. I do it like with ease. Yeah. You know, and I love it. So it's like when I'm in there, it's like, oh, I'm home. I'm in. You know what I'm saying? So that's just what I do. But eventually we took the beat back. You know what I'm saying? Took the beat back to the room. Did our thing.
Well, whose call was it that y'all was gonna go back and forth? Like, who decided? Because it was like, it reminded me of Two of America's Most Wanted.
I think we was just
pocking.
We was just feeling it. You know what I'm saying? And we just did it. And like, he'd do his shit, and then I just, nigga, slide in there. You feel me? And to make a song like that kind of was like easy though. Yeah. You feel me? I don't want to take away from the hard work that we put in, right. You know what I mean? But that was easy.
Yeah, it's easy for you. I know.
That stopping was easy as motherfucking, you feel me? And I was just like, he was like, yeah, we need something like, and I'm like, okay, boom. You feel me? Let me go in there and say this shit, boom. So the going back and forth was just like, all right, you know what I'm saying? Let's just have fun with it. We just have fun with that record right there.
One of my favorite songs, obviously, you know, is Time.
That shit hard.
That shit is so...
Bruh.
Like, Stop Playing Hell was off that song. He was off the hook and all that shit.
He wasn't fucking with it.
I'm gonna tell you why. Cause he know I like another song. I don't know if we could talk about this other song, but he know I like another song better.
Better
this
than
this one of
than
my
time.
Favorite songs, okay. Because when you played me the Thug verse, right? I was like, oh shit.
I get it.
Mm. Because I'm gonna tell you the truth.
So did you hear the whole song in its entirety first?
No, first he heard the
beat with the hook on there.
Okay. Right.
It was the hook first.
Got you. So
and he was like, this beat hard.
Mm. The beat is hard.
The beat hard.
That's what he did.
No, on some real shit.
You know, he'll let you know straight up. And I respect it though. At the end of the day, I respect it.
Now this is why I brought this up. Because this is why like you said, the reason why I brought this up because you said the other one was easy for you. Nobody ever sees your vision, me included.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you'll tell me some shit, and I'll be like, nah, I don't see it. Like, I don't agree, or I disagree, or I think we should do this, I think you should do that, right? So this is one of my favorite songs on the project because you had a vision for it,
yeah,
and then you executed the vision, and then I got it afterwards.
Yeah,
you feel me?
Yeah.
It's not because the song, like, you know what I'm saying? It's not that the song is my favorite song on the project. You know that.
Yeah,
I'm saying that it's one of my favorite songs because I didn't even get it. It's like when you drive past a construction site and it should be fucked up. And you're like, man, this shit is.
3 weeks later, when you see that motherfucker up, you're like,
it's a high rise and shit. Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay, I get it. Yeah. I'm never good at that. I always gotta hear the finished product. Right. You know, mm-hmm, what I'm saying? So that's also why I wanted to bring that up, because
okay,
shit like the other song was easy for you. But then when you constructing, like you said, you a master at the at how you trying to build your shit out and it come together. Do you feel like that often? Like, cause I think like for you, I see a lot of shit that you'll do and nobody understands it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Until it's all the way done. Mm-hmm. Is that something that's just unique to me, or you get that a lot from other people?
I think I get that a lot. I get that a lot all the time. Motherfuckers don't understand a lot of shit I be doing.
Because I didn't get it.
Oh God, because I'm like a unique visionary though. You know what I mean? Like, I got a vision. I got my own vision on how I want things and how I want to see it. But I also take advice.
You do.
You know what I mean? So like, I see something, because I know it takes a team to build, period. You feel me? Build a nation, a building.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? It takes a team. You know what I mean? So I take advice, but I know I got a vision though, right? So I cook up some shit, boom, 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 boom. And then I let people, like, you know, get a feel of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then other times, like, I take their energy. You feel me? Who's in the room? I take their energy and splash it on there. You feel me? And take what, like, if we in the studio, right?
Mm-hmm.
You'll catch a whole different vibe probably than I would. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
But I'm so unique that I can catch your vibe.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I got it.
And I can relay that on the track. I don't know where
that's,
I get it from.
That's super interesting too. So
had been in the studio
plenty of times,
and not only that, like you can say one word, right? You can say something, and I could take that and make a whole fucking mountain out of that shit.
Now, if somebody's energy is off, is that something where you get them out, or is this kind of like you relay that message to somebody, or you just kind of like, it's not meant right now at this time?
It depends. Sometimes it depends on what I'm working on. You feel me? Like, sometimes the imbalance works.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it do. Like, sometimes you ever like, okay, like songs like that I'm talking about my girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's like comfortable and shit like that, or whatever, like value or something like that. It's like we arguing or something. That's an imbalance.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm able to take that and flip that and make magic out of it.
Gotcha.
It just depends on the mood.
No,
on,
it makes sense.
Time,
it makes sense. And I think that pushes you to be in a zone that you wouldn't probably normally be in, and then obviously execute that and put something different on a record. So, I mean, and the end part of that, the listener can relate to that shit.
Fact.
Whether you're going through some shit or whatever the case may be, they can go, they can, that resonates with them as well.
Fact.
What I want to know is, though, on time, you say, I can't give 6 minutes to a family time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because being always on a grind, are you saying that you can't give time to your family, or it's like you can't give time to everybody else because of family?
It's both. It's all that in there. That's why I put it like that.
Yeah.
And when I made that, I was actually in Vegas when I made that shit. Like, I was on the go.
Away from the family.
Away from the family, facts. All the time. Like, just, we got to go.
Mm.
Feel me? It's got, all right, for sure, we out. You know what I mean? And it's like, you don't have the time. You might not have time for your family because you got to go, you know what I'm saying, the bread, to, you know what I mean, make the butter and all
finance,
that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got to go get the biscuits and all that. You know
absolutely,
what I mean?
Absolutely.
You got to go get the, you know what I mean, put food on the table.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I'm saying, you might not have, you know what I mean, the energy for, you know what I'm saying, you know what I mean, you know what I'm saying, the bullshit or everybody else.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like, I'm too busy on my grind.
Yeah.
You feel me? I'm on my shit right now, so I don't have no time for nothing else. You feel me? It's both.
Do you think that gets easier? Speaking of fatherhood, do you think that gets easier over time? Because you got two, right?
Yeah, I got two. I don't think so. I think it's going to get harder.
Right.
I think it's going to get harder. I think it's going to, like, right now, I got a little bit of time,
mm-hmm,
right? But and eventually everything gonna pick up.
Right.
You know what I mean? I've been chilling.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So eventually everything gonna pick up. Festivals. You feel me? I know for sure I'm gonna be doing European tours and shit like that. You feel me? Speaking that into the world.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? European countrywide tours. I know for sure that's gonna happen. How you going? You can't take your kids everywhere.
Yeah.
You know? You can't go. Kids can't go to these after parties and shit like that.
Yeah.
You feel me? It's just it's what I choose to do. You feel me? It's my occupation. So I gotta, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Put time and energy to making the money for my kids, because I want my kids to be have the opportunities that I didn't have.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? All that shit.
Now, I'm sure they understand. Now, not now, but I'm sure they get that the family in the whole sense, they understand that you're doing this and you're working for them in a sense. You know what I'm saying? And doing all this shit for
and
them.
And it's not even just for my immediate family. I'm really working. Like, I feel like I always wanted to do this shit. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody, people around me wasn't satisfied with, you know what I'm saying, their position in life.
What you mean?
Like, people not satisfied. They're not satisfied, like, financially.
Gotcha.
You know, so, you know, they want opportunities. They want more opportunities. And I feel like, you know what I'm saying, I'm the gateway to that. I feel like I'm the higher I get, more people around me could, you know, have more opportunities.
Do you, how do you navigate?
People have jobs because of me.
Right. And that's a beautiful thing in itself. But how do you then cut off the people that are or turn into leeches?
I mean, you got to judge that. I don't think you... If people working, it's not they're not being a leech.
Gotcha,
if facts. They got a job, they're not a leech. This is what they do. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Like, let's say Bobby was a cameraman all the time around me. Like, right?
Yeah.
That's a job.
He's doing something.
He's doing
contributing
something.
Contributing to the brand.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or security.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The homie, like, you feel me? It's a job.
You employ people.
Employ. Yeah. You feel me? Employ people. Managers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Shit. All the PRs.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a job. You're giving people jobs around you. And you feel me? The harder I work, the more I grind, the more people around me would be more, like, at least a little bit more satisfied with, you know what I'm saying, their position in life. Because people work, a lot of people work for people that's pertaining to a career that they never want to be even involved in.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, you love what you do, right?
Absolutely.
Like, it's a lot of people that don't.
Right.
You feel me?
Hell yeah.
I don't love what they do.
Shit. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because that's like people that work, some people work jobs like Subway or somewhere. Some people like working, got good jobs and they not doing what they want to do.
Not happy, yeah.
This is a fun environment most of the times, depending on the situation. You know what I mean? They're able to do something they love to do and have fun doing it and get paid doing it, you feel me? And blossom and build a whole career off of, you know what I mean, this whole little... you know, situation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I feel like the harder I work, the more I grind, more people around me will be able to feed their people and so forth and so on.
Progression.
Look at progression. Look at people like Future and Young Thug. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody around them be eating.
Eating, right, right.
You feel me? Or let's say Chuck, let's say Game, let's say YG. Mm-hmm. Everybody around them, like, they got opportunity to eat and bubble. Feel me?
Based off of what they're doing.
Based off of what they're doing. And it's like, the harder they work, the more they shine, the more people around them get to, you know what I'm saying, get to eat.
The last time we got RJ, it was the Ghetto, right? Collab project with Mustard.
Yeah.
That was 2017 on a major label, whatnot. me personally, I'm just say this, that I felt like that project didn't get its just due. You know what I'm saying? I felt like that project was dope. I felt like Mr. LA didn't get his just due too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's my shit anyway. But
yeah.
What are your thoughts on, like, versus doing your own thing versus the major label? Like, how's that transition working out for you?
I mean, the sometimes the problem with that is you be at the bottom of the food chain. No matter how great you think your artist is, they might be at the bottom of the food chain. You know what I mean? So it's not enough attention, enough energy put, you know what I'm saying, into this artist to fertilize and make them grow and blossom. You know what I mean? All artists need to be fertilized. Mm. Facts. You feel me? Now, when you're doing it on your own, fertilizing yourself, you're not dependent on nothing else. You know what I mean? If anybody dropped the ball, it's you.
Yeah.
So you able to dictate, you know what I'm saying, your future more. You know what I mean? And and got into a better direction. I feel like me personally, especially after being in the game, being in, signed, in, you know what I'm saying, to like a major label, like I and learning the game and shit like that. Yeah. You feel me? You're able to like understand the ins and outs more. And you're like, okay, you know what to do and know what not to do.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Then, you know what I'm saying? I got Lambs. You feel me? Lambs know the game. Like, he's studying the game and all that, you know, and you know how to know what to do and what not to do. So, and you got my best interest too. You feel me? Mm-hmm. You got to have somebody that has your best interest all time, hands up, hands down. You feel me? But I feel like right now it's the pressure is what kind of keeps you like kind of like on your toes.
Got you.
You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
It's like I always been that way. Always been like, you know, it's time to do homework. I'll do this shit last minute type
right,
shit.
Right, right.
It's the pressure.
Procrastination.
Yeah. It's this shit by yeah, 5 a.m.
Yeah, but it's the pressure though. Yeah. It's not even like nothing else but the pressure. I thrive on pressure.
Mm.
You feel me? Like
you gotta people be, in you studio, gotta be in a corner. Like
yeah, kinda. Okay. You feel me? And I learned that. So now I use that to the best of my ability. Like now I do shit earlier now though. I don't procrastinate the pressure. I don't wait to be for you feel me.
Be against the wall. Yeah,
yeah. Like
you I give it the same effort, but just
yeah,
a little earlier.
I kind of put myself.
Oh, there. You just lean against the wall instead of being pushed.
Exactly.
Got you.
You feel me?
Yeah.
That's the motive right now. That's the method. Like I put myself in the corner, or I box myself in, so I can push it and I can and have that energy to push and keep going and thrive. Like it's my last. You know, it ain't no tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I push like we're gonna do everything today. Like it ain't no tomorrow type shit. Like and then Lambs would be like, oh, you need to do this. He'll tell me like 2 weeks ahead of time. I'd be like, all right, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm working on it all the time, all day, like every day, raps and you feel me and songs and mm-hmm. shit. We need a verse for this. Okay, I'm already in my head working on the verse.
Mm-hmm.
So when we pull up, I'm already doing the verse instead of just being in the studio waiting to catch a vibe.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm already going because you. Even as a rapper, like you could take shit from people's day from daily life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The walks of life. You could take that shit and put that all into the raps. That's why my flows and my raps are alive.
Mm-hmm.
They sound like they living.
Absolutely.
They don't sound like
absolutely.
You know what I mean? It sound dead. Yeah. It just sound like they living. And it's like it's lit. You know what I mean? It's going like and it's flowing just like that because I'm taking it from life. You know what I mean?
Whose decision was it? It was your decision to go do your own thing as far as independently, or was it like a team thing? Was it like a meeting? Like, I walk us through that.
I feel like it was just time. You know what I mean? I feel like it was just time. As a man, that's what anybody who, you know what I'm saying, would want to see what the see what the water's like. You know what I mean? And then I want to just put more time into myself, like type shit. You know what I mean? It was time. Like I learned a lot from Mustard and YG though. Gang, I learned so much. Like me and Lemmy learned like the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like I know the game, like the streets. You know what I'm saying? I know that shit back in my end. But the industry is a whole different animal.
It's different.
It's a way different animal. And YG and Mustard, they allowed me to understand the beast. You feel me?
Yeah.
Without getting cut too deep.
Mm.
You feel me? It was like lovely, like that. Like I owe a lot to them. On God,
a lot of people get caught up in, like you said, not really understanding the industry, but not at the same time not wanting to learn it.
Yeah.
You why did you take that other route and say, you know, no, fuck that. I don't want to shut it out. You know, I know it's a different beast. It's completely different than maybe I am as a person, but let me understand the ins and outs and figure this shit out.
Yeah, because I know that's what I'm going to do for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's something I'm going to do, I'm going to understand it. Like if I was selling drugs, right, I'm going to want to know it in and out.
Everything.
Everything. You feel me? Ins and out. I want to know what I'm probably going to experience the pen
mm-hmm.
or everything. You feel me? I'm going to dabble and rub shoulders with some police because you got to have them on the payroll. I'm going to know the ins and outs of everything I do. If I'm going to run a corporation, I'm going to know the ins and outs. If I want to build hotels, feel me?
Every single thing about it.
I want to know it from ground up,
mm-hmm.
you know? And that's what it's about. So I wanted to get in the game and learn it instead of just being another regular artist. You know, that's why I never got mad when things didn't go right. You know what I mean? Didn't go the way I wanted them to or I expected them to go. Because I know, like, if you depend on somebody, you can't be mad at them if they don't come through.
West Coast.
That's a bar. That's a fucking bar right there.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's not no shot or nothing
at
like
all.
That.
At all.
It's not, because it's like, you feel me? I was like I got a lot of shit. I got in the door, like with open arms and shit too, through Mustard and YG and shit. But like I'm talking about as far as like major labels.
Yeah.
They have like a list of artists that
A long list.
It's a long, you know what I'm saying?
List. Yeah, yeah.
That, you know, that they have to tend to because they are the ones making them money.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? I got an artist like me, who everybody know, of course, and want to see me shine and everything. Fans can't wait for me to bubble. Like, they really can't. But at the same time, I got to wait.
It's a business.
It's a business. You feel me? So sometimes it was sometimes, it'd be sometimes, like, it's not just me. In general, like, you'll have, you know what I'm saying, an artist with a record or something, and you'll want them, like, you know, the artists that have a record, and you want to get pushed, you got to get cleared, and this and that, and do it. But maybe the feature that you got the artist on, I mean, that you got the song with, maybe they got a single dropping.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
And maybe they're not gonna clear it right away because they want to make sure they artists
capitalize off their shit.
You feel me?
Yeah.
And that's not a bad thing. You just gotta wait.
Yeah.
Me personally, like I'm not waiting.
Mm.
It's just the ball's on me. It's, you feel me? I'm just dribbling. You feel me? And I'm, you know what I'm saying? If I get in the triple threat and shit, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Better go on and on with the basketball coach, but I'm just saying that that's how it is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's how it is. It just is what it is. And that's why I never got mad at it.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, shit. All right, well, you know what? This is what I'm going to do next time. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of artists, that's why a lot of artists be so mad, because they be like babies. You feel me? They don't understand it. You feel me? And they'd be like, they'd be hot. Like, oh, fuck the label.
Right, yep. Right.
Why would I say fuck a label that just gave me all this money?
And they'll do it publicly, too.
Why would I say fuck that? That's weird to me. You feel me? I could have been masked a few times and slid to the internet like all these gay niggas do.
Mm.
No offense to the gay people. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, nigga, I'm just saying though, like, nigga, I could have did that. But that's weak.
Yeah.
You feel me? What? Why would you do that? Like, why not understand the beast and work with the beast? You feel me? They have it's a system that you didn't create, so you can't change it.
Right, unless you got your own, go do your own.
Or
if you
go do your
that.
Own. Yeah. Don't sure. be even. Don't be mad. Like, maybe you get kind of, or you get artists that be mad and be like, man, fuck the label and all this, and they be like, for what?
Yeah.
They just gave you all this money. You did the wrong thing with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like me personally. I'm just a boss.
Yeah.
So I understand things like a boss. You feel me? And I understand the methods. And I'd be like, oh, okay, this is what I'm going to do next time then.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
And so I'm going to dribble this way. I can't run into that hole no more.
Right.
I'm going to come this way. You know what I'm saying?
Before you got into the mind state you in now, because obviously that takes a lot of thought and maturity and growth. Was there ever a time when you did feel like some kind of way?
Nah, I don't be feeling no way like that. Like, I'm the type of person, like, I'll get mad for 5 minutes and I'll be over it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be over that shit. It'll be sometimes even in beefs and shit, right? It'll be like other people perpetuating the situation. You don't even be tripping. Like, you don't wake up on no shit like that.
Yeah.
It just be, you'll look on the internet and everybody like, ooh.
Antagonizing.
Yeah.
Instigating.
Damn, what's up? Like, I didn't even think about that today.
Right.
My daughter crying.
You know, I got real life shit going
on. Real shit going on. I ain't trying to deal with no internet shit.
Yeah.
You got other people like, man, you all listen, this and that. And they be like, damn.
What's the craziest thing you've seen about yourself on the internet that don't make no sense to you?
I see a gang of crazy shit. What's the craziest shit? I don't know. What's the craziest shit you've seen? I don't
about
know.
You? I don't remember. I think I saw something about you being arrested, but I had just talked to you.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Hold on, like, that's what I'm saying. It'd be like all kind of shit. Like, it'd be all kind of shit, bro. Like, it'd be all kind of shit. Like, the streets are just, I mean, the internet would be like, they'll say anything. And then the most fucked up part about it is the people that believe it. Mm. And it'll be like, this person will believe it. And then this person got a crew in. So they crew will believe it. And then it just builds and grows and grows and grows. And it'll be like, say, you feel me? You know how the shit go.
Yeah.
You can slip on a pill on a pill. And you'll be like, yeah, he got shot. Yeah. Or you slip on a banana peel or something like that. Yeah, man, he got knocked out. Yeah. I seen him on the ground.
Right.
He was leaking,
like,
man.
All
we seen
kind of shit, bro. Yeah. And it's just be like, I just look at it like, damn, I'm from a different era.
Mm-hmm.
I'm from a whole different era. But then it make me start thinking like, I wonder how Pac and them used to be when they used to hear the rumors.
Well, it was different because social media wasn't a thing.
But it was a lot of rumors, though.
It was
though.
Rumors.
It wasn't, but the media it wasn't spreading the
it
way
wasn't spread
it is
like
now.
That. It was spread through the, like, word of mouth through the hood.
Through the hood. Yeah. That's what I mean, though, okay, because it's on a larger scale now.
Yeah.
Because
some will go out global, like,
it'll go
fast.
Global.
Right.
But I'm just thinking, like, okay, how they used to feel when the nigga they walking in the streets and like, yeah, I heard such and such, such and such. You'd be like, damn, I be thinking like that. Like, damn, you know what I'm saying? They got through it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I know I can get through this shit. But I think we in a whole
Hell
different.
Nah. Pocket
it's a whole
had,
different
they didn't
monster
have Twitter.
Now.
They didn't have Instagram.
Hey, speaking
man.
Of which, I do want to commend you. I want to give you props publicly because of, like, the Greedo situation.
Yeah.
Like, and I felt like, and we just had one of the homies up here, and I had to talk about it. And I was like, I was so, I don't know if you saw
that shit
it.
Was history. You know?
I was so upset that all of these outlets and all of these radio,
you see what I'm saying?
People didn't say
it.
Nothing about it. It was two things. It was the softball games that the hoods was playing against each other.
Yeah.
And then what you and Greedo did was historic.
It
had never been done before on that level ever. And I've never seen that before. And I felt like
I don't get shit like that.
I'm gonna just tell you
it.
From my POV. I'd be at work. I couldn't come. But What I saw in those it was two shows, right?
Yeah.
It was the Observatory
and
the Novo show. I saw is that so much bias towards LA because they always want to show the bullshit. They always want to show, oh, so and so tripping, they beefing with woo. But then y'all kept it on some music shit and did just a straight up battle pretty much of records.
Right.
And I felt like that didn't get the proper, like,
'cause nobody died.
Coverage.
Yeah.
Now, nobody
had somebody
died.
Been hurt,
nobody died.
Been...
Nobody went to jail. Nobody. Nothing happened. It was peaceful.
Yeah.
You feel me? And we solved our issue.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, unless somebody die or get hurt or anything, shootout, mm-hmm. anything. Oh, rapper RJ and Greedo, this one from this hood, and they blow it up, and then it's like, damn, you doing all this shit for all the negativity. It's like, damn, bro, promote the positive shit that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Feel me? Like, why y'all not showing no light on what's going on? Like, we really making a difference out here.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all don't, and they like cut us off for that. Like, they don't give us enough credit for that. Like you said, they don't. And they be like, damn, bro, it's like, was we doing this shit for nothing? You know what I'm saying? But then I'll just snap out of it like, nah, it's people that understand it. You feel me?
Yeah, I understand.
But I'll be like, but then I look on the internet and be like, a gang of bullshit be like blown up.
Yeah.
Like weird, dumbass bullshit. Yeah. And they be like, why are y'all so shunned? Why are y'all
sensationalizing that?
Tory Lanez charged $75,000 for a verse. Nigga, so?
Right.
Like, yeah. So what?
Let him get his bag.
But. Like, yeah, let him get his bag. Let him get his issue. Like, why are you so tight about that shit? Who, nigga? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Next. Like, nigga, yeah. Like, you feel me? Like kudos, though. Like, you feel me? No hate, though. That's tight, that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Get that bagged up. I'm just saying, it'll be a big issue.
No, right.
Nigga, that shit'll be all down your timeline. Mm-hmm. He'll be like, what?
I just thought that, I mean, when it went down, I went on, I called out a bunch of people on air. Hip Hop DX, Karen Civil, Fox, KTLA.
Man, man, a lot of people was
nobody
weird,
covered it.
Man, a lot of people was weird, bro.
Nobody covered it.
A lot of people was weird. I done tapped into a few people, and, you know what I'm saying? And You know what I'm saying? And you know what I mean? I damn near left a nigga on red and all that shit. But then when they see a nigga, it's all highs and handshakes and all that. But I ain't bitter. It's just like, don't be in my face like that. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Don't just don't be in my face on that fake shit. Like, I don't do that fake shit. Like, that shit be weird to me. Like, I don't like that shit. That's what I just don't like, the weird shit. Like, you, like when you see me, all right, for sure. But nigga, when I holler at you, you feel me? You got some position of power, all right, for sure. And I holler at you, like, what's up? Like, you know what I'm saying? Let's make something work or do this here. And you leave a nigga on red or some shit. It's like, bro, what's you? Mm-hmm. Like, nigga, you ain't nobody. You breathe the same air I do. I probably breathe better air than you anyway. Well, on God. But it should be like, but it'd be a lot of people though. And it'd be like, damn, people are just weird. You feel me? That's why my fans be so uptight about a lot of shit. They be like, man, damn, they just don't give me that recognition. And I'd be like, shit, I feel you. You know what I mean? I said that in a song. I said, they say me being up next got a few birthdays. That's facts. Mm-hmm. You feel me? That's facts. I said that in, 2015. That's facts. Man. You feel me? Like, it's like that. You feel me? But I'd be like, well, see, you can have a nigga like me. I tap into the fans. Fans would be like, damn, bro. Like, that's crazy. I never had a celebrity or my favorite rapper just, you know what I'm saying, contact me, just hit me back like that. Feel me? I don't take nothing.
Nothing. I think people don't realize how accessible that you can be and what that does to somebody. Like, the fact that you just reach out and say, hey, like, the fact that you're using your platform for the good, for the better. And it, like you said, it doesn't take any time out of your day to do that.
Yeah.
One thing I do want to address, too, is you using your platform for the greater good as well, man. And I forgot which video it was, but you had the Justice for Ryan shirt.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Talk about that.
Rest
in peace. Yeah, man. Talk about that situation.
And that shit was terrible.
Horrible. That's tragic. What did it mean to you, and why is it important for you to make sure you get those messages out there?
Yeah, that's my neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's my community. I'm no longer a hood nigga. Mm. I'm a community leader.
There you
like
go.
That.
You know what I'm saying? And that's my community. It's a part of my community, you feel me, that I represent. And that was brutal. You feel me? For somebody that you just spoke to get gunned down like that. Our kids. No matter what he did, you have more position. You have more, you know, you could just, you know what I'm saying? You could have stopped him, any kind of shot out the tires.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? You could have did anything. And you just gunned a nigga down. No weapons found. You know what I'm saying? No nothing. Nobody shot back. Nothing like that. It's like, damn. You feel me? Like, that's that. That kind of hurt. And it's not, and I don't have nothing, like, I'm not all the way against police, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's police out here that do their job, you feel me, the right way, and they make sure they protect and serve. You feel me? That's what they supposed to do. They supposed to protect and serve. You feel me? And it's police that do that. You know what I mean? I respect that as a man. But, like, when you got the ones that's, like, you know what I'm saying, got a hit out on niggas, and you feel me? We can't, you know what I'm saying? We can't even, like, just, you know what I'm saying, walk to the next door homie house without being harassed. That's, that's kind of like an issue, you know what I'm saying? And like, at the end of the day, too, it's like, niggas don't got shit.
Right.
Niggas don't, I'm going to be real, niggas don't got shit, bro. Niggas don't got no money. Mm. Niggas ain't, it's not like niggas is, you feel me, just super deep boyed out. They don't got no money.
Right.
Niggas, shit. A lot of these niggas' hoods and shit don't even got guns like that. To be real, it is, for sure. But it's like, a lot of niggas is starving right now.
Nobody got no money.
A lot of niggas is starving right now, bro. So when you starving and you got brutality, that's like a double negative. That's like, it's like too much, bro. It's like, when are we going to get a break to where we can just at least have an opportunity without distractions? Mm. You feel me? The distractions that's not even like feeding us. You feel me? There's distractions that's not even like, that's holding us back from being a great nation.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Like, you taking away our drive.
Yeah.
Feel me? From the nation. Absolutely. I'm not on no Trump shit, but I'm just saying, like, we all, right? I ain't on no we all the world shit either, though. But it's just like, Like, let's be logical, though.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you're taking away our drive and everything. You, like, pumping us dead. It's like, that shit, you know, I kind of like, that shit kind of like, that's kind of like fucked up to me. Feel me? So that's why I was just like, all that shit, I was like, well, let me just shine light. Let me just use my platform to shine light. And shout out Setty Mac, too. Because then it was, like, he was like, he got the It Could Have Been Me shirt, too.
Right.
That's where I got the shirt from. It was like, you know what I'm saying, one of his ideas to really like put on, he put on a march, like everybody marched from the park all the way to the APs.
Mm-hmm.
Those I don't know, the APs is like the apartments where, you feel me, it's the apartments I represent.
Yeah.
In the park, they marched from Athens Park all the way to the APs. Just peaceful, you feel me? Peaceful, not
unity.
Just unity, no riots and no nothing. And what I did was I brought the concert. So he brought the march and I brought the concert. So it was one big, it was like that's two dope. People coming together type shit.
And I think that that's what you can do, and you're doing it in your own way. Like, you're not.
Shout out Rail, Lil No, and whoever else was a part of, they're going to be mad at me. Like, why you didn't shout me out?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I think the message is bigger than that. And I think that was just dope that, you know, for the people that didn't know the story, that was an introduction to the story as to what you know, who he was, his legacy. And I just think that's amazing that you did that.
Bro, it's like, feel me, Ryan, shout out Ryan, man. Rest in peace, man. And to his family, too. You know, that's tragic. That's tragic for, I don't feel like, me personally, a lot of people say that it's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. But me personally, I don't feel like you should die young like that.
Me either.
That's not.
I don't believe in that.
I don't really believe in it. I feel like that's forced upon us.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm not saying, you know what I'm saying, my mouth is a prayer book, but that's just my thoughts. Like, I don't feel like you should die before your parents. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, kids should be shot dead. Shit like that.
It's terrible.
I don't feel like that's like, it is what it is. Okay, I understand that, but I don't think that's the way it should be.
Do you think that like stuff like, obviously, like with Nipsey, right? When Nip passing and stuff like that, and the way he went. I was trying to explain this to somebody who has white privilege, right? Mm-hmm. And they were asking me like, well, why was he over there and this and that? And it's like, I think that people who are not from where we from don't really understand the way we are with our community. Like, you know what I'm saying? As far as, like, I still got family that live over there. Yeah. Or I still might have my baby mama. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just, you never understand. So I was trying to explain to him. He was like, well, why don't you just watch out for danger? And I said, the problem is when you're not a part of the black community, especially in LA, you don't really understand. I'm not just watching out for the police, like your boy was, you know what I'm saying, as far as what he had to go through. I'm not just watching out for the dudes that look like me, like what Nip had to go through. I'm also watching out for, you know, maybe somebody that's Latino, somebody that might be white. So I'm watching everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not watching just this one specific person.
Yeah.
Do you feel like what you just said earlier, I mean, what you just said right now, it made me think about like the trauma that we go through as far as like how you said you shouldn't die young, but that should, people just chalk it up. Like, we so desensitized to the way it is. Like, oh, that's just the way it is. You think it's like trauma that we just kind of normalize now? Or is it like we need counseling? Like, how do we?
Yeah, I think for sure, motherfuckers need counseling on God, because niggas is crazy. It drive you. That's crazy. You know what I'm saying? You really gotta. I want to say minorities, right? Black people, black minorities, and we really gotta psych ourselves out to do everything.
Yep.
Like everything, we gotta psych ourselves out to keep going. When your homie, your best friend is shot, your daddy's is, you feel me, shot. Gotta psych ourselves out if we got mamas that's prostitutes or crackhead strawberries or, you know what I'm saying, we gotta psych ourselves out to keep going, right? So we gotta even like, but that's, I don't want to make it seem like that we all, that's all we have though, because my mama was, you feel me, she did her shit, but man, my mama was strong. Like, she had two jobs, you feel me, when my daddy died, you feel me, holding down what she had to hold down. You feel me? My pops was there.
Yeah.
You feel me? He had ups and downs. I seen that. You know what I mean? I seen that, but me seeing that, right, and seeing those lows, I got to psych myself out to get past that.
Right.
You feel me? I got to psych myself out to keep going when, you feel me, when I had those thoughts of me watching my daddy die. Mm. You feel me? Watch him take his last breath. Shit like on them nights when it's just me. Mm. Feel me? I got to psych myself out. Like, you know what I mean? It's nothing. I got to keep going because we still living. And you don't want to get... just, you know what I mean, stopped, you know, and sunk in.
Yeah,
and
you get caught into that.
That's, it's a lot of depression.
Yeah.
That causes depression. And if you think about it, like, the distractions that's placed upon us and placed in our face, it's like, if you think about them too much, you'll be depressed.
It's like quicksand.
Facts. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So I feel like, to answer your question, I feel like, yeah, we got to psych ourselves out to do a lot of shit. Mm-hmm. Like even I got a homie Melly, right? That nigga, he from the hood. He just went pro in over in Germany, right? But he been shot. You feel me? He been locked. Like they tried to lock him up. You feel me? As he went through so you feel me, injuries, but he had to psych himself out every day, tell himself like it's nothing. You feel me? And keep going, and keep pushing. Now he playing in Germany, feel me? Eventually he gonna try to, you know, he play in the league,
right?
Like, you feel me? So it's things like that that we go through on a daily, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
On a daily, every day.
Hell
so
yeah.
we gotta always psych ourselves out to keep ourselves motivated to keep going and keep pressing, to keep pushing. And depending on how strong your mind is, shit, that could drive you crazy.
Yeah,
you feel me? But that's when we be like, it is what it is.
Right. Yeah.
That's to answer your question. I say all that to say that. Like, that's when we be like, shit, it is what it is. We got to keep going.
Keep going.
Did you ever, every time I DJ, I play Riding Round. Obviously, it's an L.A. classic. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was a classic. That was a classic video, classic song, everything. Like, man, Nip had already did his verse.
Nip did his verse before.
Yeah, before I did mine. I came in and just closed it.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
okay, I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's why it flows so perfect.
Were
like
you able to get in with Nip before he passed at all, or did you?
Me and Nip like every time I pulled up on Nip, we just talked.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
We just chopped it up, and like I remember when I was coming out with Amio 3.
I remember that.
Yeah, like he wanted to market my shit.
Wow.
Damn.
Yeah, but like when he was. When his business was, you know, when he was getting his business off the ground, I didn't have no time. I had my own deadline.
Gotcha.
I'm trying to put that out. You feel me? So we didn't get around to it, but we always chopped it up, and he always gave me game. Every time I talked to him, every time I seen him, every time I seen bro, it was just like, we just chop it up. It don't even be about music all the time.
Nah.
You feel me? You know how he is.
Yeah.
And it just be like that. And it was always love. And you know what I'm saying? But I sent him a record, and he was like, yep, that's right up my alley. So, like, I be thinking about that shit sometime, like, too. Like, damn, what if we would have got to do? And I got a DM, too. It be fucking me up, because he wanted me to come out for the
what, a concert?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
A concert, right? When he brought Roddy out, all that shit. But I had my own show.
Oh, shit.
On God.
Got you.
And I'm like, damn. You feel me? I can't turn down the money.
Right.
You feel me? So he was like, I'm like, damn, bro, I got to, you feel me? If I'm back in time, I got it. He was like, don't even trip next time.
Wow.
And I be like, fuck,
yeah.
Bro. Like, I be looking at shit like that. I be like, damn, that's crazy. But you know what I'm saying? I think, you know what I'm saying, his spirit is alive, though.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, you feel
sure.
me? I think his spirit is still alive, and he should be, you know what I'm saying, doing his, putting his good deeds into this motherfucker, because, like, the spirit, was so strong. Like, you ever just been around him, right?
Yeah.
And, like, you start feeling better?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You feel me?
Like, I was trying to describe that to somebody.
Like, I was mad one day, and I just was feeling the way one day. And then I ran into him and was just chopping it up and forgot. I was feeling
shit.
Away.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I look at shit like that, and when he passed away, it's fucked up, But all the stories I started hearing about them, more and more stories I started hearing about them, it made me change my life, alter my life.
Wow.
God.
That's big.
Oh, God, it made me alter my shit life.
What was the most significant change that you made?
It was the bitches.
Got you.
Like, how bro, like, pop, you feel me? Like, how nobody popped up.
Nothing.
You feel me?
Yeah.
And that was kind of like deep to me. I was like, damn, that's kind of, that's cool. Like, you feel me? All his shit was like, you feel me? Was solid. Was straight up, straight down. I'm not saying I'm trying to be him, though. Nobody can ever be him. Mm-hmm. Nobody can ever feel his shoes, ever. How?
Right.
How would
right.
you?
Yeah.
Feel me? You feel me? For one, I got my own shoes to.
Yeah. But you can take lessons from.
Exactly. You can.
At the same time, that's what I was getting to. Yeah. Like, at the same time, it's like, you know, you got people in your life that, you know, you know what I'm saying, help you better yourself, yeah, and shit like that. And you could just, you know what I mean, try to be, you know what I'm saying, the good, take the goods, you know what I'm saying, from a person and try to better yourself. Yeah. I feel like that's what people are for.
Now, before
that's what people do.
Before we wrap up, man, one thing that if you haven't, for the audience that's listening or watching this right now, if you've not seen this man perform, you're doing yourself a disservice, man.
Going crazy.
Check him out. You just, speaking of performances, you just did Once Upon a Time in the LBC.
Man,
shut that motherfucker down.
I was going up. Seen him
in the crowd.
He don't be playing.
And the funny thing is, like, I feel like as far as, like, man, like, from where I'm from, I don't think you see that.
No. Mm-hmm. Everybody cool.
Yeah. And I don't know. I couldn't tell you where that comes from. I cannot tell you, like, where that come from. Like, it's just come from I don't know where it come from.
That's
crazy. I be on stage in a whole nother world.
Right.
On a whole nother level. A whole nother
world. I remember when you climbed the shit BET at the BET thing.
Yeah.
You don't remember that.
You don't remember
that
shit.
Oh, God, I did.
You got my shit shut down.
Yeah. Hey, my bad, bro.
Nah, it was for the best, though.
My bad, bro.
It worked out.
My bad. It was lit, though.
It was popping.
Hey, look,
it
put it like
that
this.
That should be epic, RJ, though. That's what I be like. When I come to, I be like, damn. And I see videos, I be like, damn, that's tight.
Yeah. Low-key, head needs to thank you, though. Because of that, they gave his ass a bigger ass stage. Like, we ain't going to have this nigga climbing up shit, rafters and motherfuckers. So. Yeah,
thank you.
Hey, yeah, man, it's good shit. Name. You feel me?
Come on, man.
But yeah,
that's what I'm here for.
Check him out, man. On God. When does the album come out?
I can say that. Oh, August 9th.
Okay. I'd be like, yep,
yes.
Go ahead.
Thumbs up. August 9th.
August
9th is dropping. We got the listening party August 7th.
Pretty bitches, man.
Like,
pretty.
Hey.
Listen,
what? That's the one?
Bro, they like, I had my own idea of who I wanted to put on it and how I wanted to do it.
You're not trying
to
put pretty bitches on there, right?
No, I wanted a female, right?
Pretty, oh, okay, pretty. I'm just making sure.
I wanted a female, but I wanted, I'm going to tell you originally what I wanted. Mm. I wanted a popping female to get on it with my girl, right? I wanted her to, she was always originally supposed to be on it. I just never, that song is 2 years old.
Wow.
Feel me? But I wanted, because I wanted to, you know what I mean? I want people to see how much, you know, talent she had.
Okay.
You feel me? I'm witnessing this shit and I'm like, damn.
Right,
like,
right.
I want people, but I want to showcase that a certain right. way. You feel me? Like, she really hard. So I'm like, all right, for sure. So boom, she did her verse. Then G Easy did his shit.
What?
And I'm like, damn, that's God. You feel me? Because, you feel me? Like, that song probably would have been wrapped up.
Right.
I wouldn't have put it out.
Pretty Bitches is hard. It's
I wouldn't have put it out. Oh, God, I wouldn't put it out. They was begging me. Sasha was like, that's the female song too. And this, I think that's the female song for the record.
One, huh?
Cause they were like, oh, you don't got no female shit. I'm like, shit, so what, nigga?
Right.
Shit.
Don't matter.
You know
remember
what I'm saying?
I told you, Pretty Bitches.
Do you feel like bitches. that's the one that significantly stands out for you? Is that not, I know when it comes to you, you don't have like a favorite track or anything like that in that sense. But for you, is that one that's like one standalone, like, all right, you know, check that shit out, or is there another one?
That's like, it's like, I'm telling you, I'm giving niggas a 20 piece all flats.
All flats with an extra ramp.
It's
Pretty Bitches, I'm going to tell you. Bitches and Friday Night. I'm telling you right now.
I'm just saying, but yeah, Pretty Bitches, Friday Night, that's with Ty Dolla $ign. Pretty Bitches with G-Eazy and Bree Carter.
Okay.
They both went crazy.
Word.
Like, they went crazy. Like, I'm listening to G-Eazy shit like, damn, oh God. I'm listening to Bree shit like, damn, niggas can feel this shit too. Oh God. Like the female's gonna go crazy. Yep. And she already got her own like fan base too. Already. Nice. Like she, you know, she like people know who she is.
Yeah.
You feel me? So that's tight too to me. I think that's just tight. It's like organic.
Right.
Anything organic to me is the dopest shit to me.
Yeah.
Feel me? Like
it's going, bro.
It's just going. Like even how artists be going up and shit organically, I be like, damn, that shit tight. I'm just, you know, I'm not no hater though.
Nah, I love it, man. I love seeing the progression of you, where you're taking your career. I love your mindset. I love the fact that you give it all. Like there's no like half assing it when it comes to RJ.
Yeah.
And you know the fans definitely need to tap in even more. Grab that album, support it. Yeah. See this man when he's in your city, and
man, hey, I'm probably gonna be in. Catch me now. Yeah. I'm probably gonna be in Europe soon. Argentina.
First time going overseas.
Yeah.
First time going overseas. Have you ever
and
been
performing?
Overseas?
Yeah, probably so.
There you go.
All right, let's speak it in. So we do this. I guess let's do this on the end. I guess this will be it. But the year can't end without RJ doing what?
Big ass European festival tour.
Festival tour.
I like that. I like that.
You gotta say that.
Yeah, it is. Like as you should. As you should, man.
You gotta say that. For
RJ.
Real. And countrywide tour. I'm gonna do that too. All that shit, bro. I'm trying to get on somebody else's tour too. Yeah. I'm trying to do all that shit. I'm trying to work, bro.
Yeah.
I really wanna work. I wanna work my hardest and give it my all before this year is up. You know what I'm saying? I gotta give it up. I gotta go hard. Cause you feel me, won't got tomorrow like that.
Absolutely, man. Well, we see
RJ.
It. We love it. RJ, the homegrown homie.
Hi.
It's homegrown radio Chuck Dizzle, DJ Head, and we out.